This is a true story. Some names have been changed for obvious reasons.
So I took a call from Bobby's best friend, Mitch, who couldn't reach him on his cell for about 2 days. He knew I had a key to his apartment and asked if I could go check on him, because it's just not like Bobby to, you know, fall off the grid like this. So I drove over just thinking, you know, he was sleeping it off again. You know, Bobby, he'd never really met a party he didn't like, but there was no answer when I knocked at the door. Then I opened it and my world changed forever. Bobby was right in front of me on the floor, curled up into like a fetal position. He wasn't moving. I shook him. I yelled, "Wake up, Bobby, wake up." And he didn't, and he wouldn't. And then the look on his face just absolutely made my heart break. His expression, as if it were, you know, in pain and in agony, you know, he was dead. And I screamed and I cried. My ex-boyfriend, once the love of my life, was on the floor with terror on his gray face. And it's a vision that I will carry forever.
Amy and Bobby once had a life planned together until Bobby discovered drugs and lost the love of his life. Then he lost life altogether. Fentanyl claims another young and hopeful life right here in Sonoma County. My name is Michael. I know this story is true because my son is Mitch, and his best friend since sixth grade, Bobby, was buried 12 days ago. The Sonoma County District Attorney's Office reminds you, one pill can kill. Go to soco-onepillcankill.com.